Deciding by Wendy Wilder Larson and Tran Te Nga. We went to the office every day. Though the situation was critical, people at work said nothing. Province chiefs were running. We told the big boss our country would be lost. We told him we would blow ourselves up if we could not leave. I sat at my desk doing the financial report. My thoughts went round and round. Should I leave? Should I go alone? Should I take my mother? She did not want to go. She feared they wouldn't let her chew the beetle. Should I leave my children? How would I make a living? What would happen when the communists came? When I made up my mind, pictures of my childhood floated to the surface as clear and strong as dreams. Our old house in Hadang. The bamboo in the backyard. We ate the shoots. The soldiers made a fence from the stalks. My sister and I painted the fence, first white, then blue, then her favorite, yellow. The small antigonan vine we planted with its pink blossoms in spring. Our ponds. The many steps down to the small bridge where we'd sit hour after hour, letting our hands dip into the water, trying to catch the silver-brown fish. Airplanes bombing, running from our house. People dying, people calling from outside the walls, "Don't take me, I'm not dead yet." The family hiding together in our house in Cholan. Sunlight coming through the bullet holes.